There's no better way to catch the river bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
It's another hot summer evening here at Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois, where the Quad Cities River Bandits continue their 6-game series against the Chiefs, the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Welcome back into the broadcast booth, everybody. Kyle Kirchhoff joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're listening in from, thanks so much for joining us. It's game 4 of 6 between Quad Cities and Peoria this week. And for the River Bandits, game number 99 of the 2024 campaign. Well, speaking of hot, Quad Cities bats were just that yesterday. They picked up one of their biggest wins of the season, plating a season-high 15 runs to defeat the Chiefs 15-5. Every single River Bandit reached base in the game, and multiple players recorded multi-hit and multi-RBI efforts. The Bandits got the offense going as soon as the first inning, and two batters in, Spencer Nivens launched the first of 3 River Bandits homers, his 6th of the year, a 2-run shot off Inohan Paniagua. Quad Cities already staked to an early 2-0 advantage. The Chiefs, though, would score in the bottom of the second, an RBI single with 2 outs off the bat of Juan Bin Cho. That would be the only run surrendered, though, by Henry Williams, Quad Cities starter, who would blank the Chiefs over his next 3 innings of work. Quad Cities back in the run column in the fourth. They scored a run on a wild pitch and got a 2-run double from Omar Hernandez to jump in front 5-1. Then the Bandits doubled up their run total in a 5-run 5th inning. The first 5 hitters reached in the frame against the reliever Benjamin Arias. Trevor Werner stroked an RBI double. Shervin Newton had an RBI single. And then Justin Johnson sent one onto the left field berm for a 3-run shot, the young man's first of his professional career. Quad Cities moved into the 6th inning up 10-1. Peoria would score in the 6th against Oscar Rayo. A 2-run homer off the bat of Chase Davis for his first at the High A level made it a 10-3 ball game. But then Quad Cities really blew the doors off of it in the 7th inning, thanks in no small part to Davis Nadal, who launched a grand slam, the River Bandits' 5th of the season, over the right field wall, 445 feet away from home plate. It's Quad City's largest blast of the season. That gave QC a 14-3 advantage. Bandits tacked on an additional run on a Justin Johnson RBI double in the 8th to complete his 4-hit, 4-RBI performance. And although the Chiefs would sneak across 2 more, one in the 8th and 1 in the 9th, it was too little too late. Oscar Rayo pitched the final 4 innings for Quad Cities, and the Bandits came out winners 15-5. Henry Williams got the win, giving up just one run in five innings. Inohan Paniagua took the loss. The starter for the Chiefs gave up more than three runs in a home start for the first time this year. Let's quickly jump into the starting lineup for Quad Cities as we get game four of this series underway momentarily. Leading off for the Bandits tonight, it's the shortstop Dustin Dickerson. Spencer Nivens will bat second and play left field. And batting third, it's the center fielder Carson Rockefort. Trevor Werner bats fourth, he's the DH. Shervin Newton hits fifth and plays first. And batting sixth, it's the second baseman Justin Johnson. Omar Hernandez is in the seventh spot doing the catching. Gene Ramirez bats eighth and plays right. And batting ninth, the third baseman Davey Snedal. It's the same lineup card for Brooks Conrad tonight, minus the starting pitcher. 23-year-old right-hander Ethan Bosacker is primed to make his fourth start and fourth appearance in High A. He has been terrific since coming to the Midwest League in the start of July. Time to take a pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get to the Chiefs lineup and first pitch of this Friday night Midwest League action. River Bandits baseball is back on the air. It's a warm Friday night in Peoria, Illinois, where Quad Cities continues its six-game series against the Chiefs, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City, the St. Louis Cardinals. Quad Cities, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Kyle Kirchvoll back with you, closing down the pregame show as the Chiefs are already on the field, ready to get going tonight. Top third of the Bandits order will be Dustin Dickerson, Spencer Nivens, and Carson Rockefort. They will face the Chiefs starter, 22-year-old right-hander Hansel Rincon, who will make his 19th start of the season for Peoria. Rincon has already faced Quad Cities a few times this year. It's been a bit of an up-and-down campaign for him, not only against the Bandits, but overall. That said, he's more up than down as of late. He's coming off of a very solid month of June where he posted a 2.78 ERA across four starts. This year, he is 7-5 with a 4.05 earned run average in his 18 total. Quad Cities is back in the road great jerseys as they've been throughout this series. For Peoria, it's Copa de la Diversión night here at Dozier Park, so they will be Los Perros Bomberos in the neon pink and lime green jerseys. Dustin Dickerson digs into the right-handed batter's box as Rincon looks on. He will work out of the windup and from the third base side of the rubber. First pitch on the way, and it's down the middle for a called strike one. We are 3 minutes ahead of schedule tonight, 7:02, the first pitch time. Next offering from Rincon is fouled back to the backstop. Dickerson playing in his 79th game this year, batting .231 with two homers and 24 driven in. Put together a multi-hit effort yesterday, going 2-for-5 atop the lineup card with a pair of singles. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Dickerson is down on three pitches to start the ball game. So a good start for Rincon, whose strikeout numbers this year have been pretty low, but by design. He's more of a pitch-to-contact type arm, as he averages just 6.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. With one down, that brings up Spencer Nivens. Left-handed batter lines one towards straightaway center field. Davis makes an adjustment and makes the catch. Quickly two down for QC. Davis in center. Ian DeCernia's in left for Peoria tonight with Juan Bincho back in right field. Moore is the shortstop. Miguel Villarroel's the second baseman. Kiriali, who served as a pinch hitter yesterday, is in the starting lineup playing third. Salazar's at first. And behind the plate, one of the better defensive catchers in the league, Leonardo Bernal. Two outs, nobody aboard for Carson Rockefort. First pitch to him is strike one. Rock was 1-for-4 in the game yesterday. A single, a run scored, and a hit by pitch. Rincon's 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball, cut on and missed, quickly 0-2. Rincon, 6'3", 184 pounds, a native of Los Llanos in the Dominican Republic. 22-year-old right-hander's been in the Cardinals system since 2019 when he signed as an international free agent. Rockefort's back in the box. The 0-2 pitch is grounded to the right side. The second baseman, Villarroel, picks it up cleanly and tosses easily to Salazar to end the frame. So after the Bandits scored 15 runs on 16 hits last night, Hansel Rincon sets them down 1-2-3 in the top of the first today. Out to the hill goes Ethan Bosacker. We're scoreless through one half inning on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Hansel Rincon needs just seven pitches to cruise through the Bandits in the top of the first. Bottom half gets underway with Brody Moore leading it off for Peoria. He's followed by Chase Davis and Leonardo Bernal. The starting pitcher for Quad Cities, 23-year-old right-hander Ethan Bosacker. Out of the windup, his first pitch of the night is taken high and tight for ball one. Bosacker, 23 years old, a 13th round draft pick by the Royals in 2023 out of Xavier. 1-0, popped in the air towards the right field corner. Ranging onto the warning track is Gene Ramirez. He looks up, and he's got to play it off the wall. Moore hustling around second base. He loses his helmet. The relay throw from Dickerson will not come. It's a leadoff triple for Brody Moore. He was uncharacteristically held to an 0-for-4 last night, and he starts off today with his second triple of the season. So an ideal start for Peoria. The Chiefs hungry for some revenge after the 15-5 rout yesterday. They already have the go-ahead man at third base. Nobody out, and Chase Davis now the hitter. First pitch. Down and inside for ball one. rest of Peoria's lineup. Bernal bats third. Trey Page bats fourth. Juan Bincho fifth. Michael Curiali sixth. Bo Sacker sets at the belt. The 1-0. Foul tip off the catcher Hernandez. It's 1-1. Aya Desernia bats seventh. John Frank Salazar hits eighth. Miguel Villarroel bats ninth. Chase Davis, the Cardinals' number six prospect per MLB Pipeline, playing in his fourth high A game tonight. He's been here all week. The 1-1. Another foul ball off of Hernandez for strike two. Davis has played in three games as a Peoria Chief, making his Midwest League debut on Tuesday. He's recorded five hits in those first three games, including a two-run homer off Oscar Rio yesterday. That's a left-on-left blast, and the first home run Rio's given up all season. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, fouled up, and just underneath my window in the press box. Count holds at 1-2. Defensively, the Bandits have Rockefeller in center field tonight, per usual. Nivens is in left, Ramirez in right field. Dickerson's the shortstop, Johnson's at second. Nadal's at third, Newton's at first. Omar Hernandez does the catching. Bo Sacker's 1-2 pitch. Again, fouled back into the backstop. Brody Moore started off the bottom of the first inning with a triple. He stands there now as Davis puts together a quality AB against Bo Sacker. He waves the bat out in front of him a couple of times and now hoists it behind his head. Bo Sacker's 1-2. Swing and a miss. A foul tip into the glove of Hernandez. First strike three. Nice rebound after the leadoff triple. Bo Sacker picks up his 15th strikeout in just over 15 innings as a River Bandit. Now up comes the switch inning catcher, Leonardo Bernal, who of course will bat left-handed against the righty Bo Sacker. Quad Cities keeps the infield in with Moore still threatening at third base. Ethan looks his way. Now the pitch. Bernal swings through it for strike one. Ethan has five pitches in the toolbox, both a four-seam and a two-seam fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. His 0-1 delivery, high and outside for ball one. Bernal's been one of the best hitters for Peoria this year, batting .268 with an active team-best 44 RBIs. 1-1 on the way. Fouled back into the screen for strike two. That said, he's struggled against Quad Cities, hitting just .183. He, like Brody Moore yesterday, went 0-for-4. Bo Sacker's got another hitter in a 1-2 count. He kicks and fires a fastball up and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first inning, just getting underway with game four of this six-game series between the Bandits and the Chiefs. Bo Sacker sets at the belt. 2-2. Low with the changeup. Three balls, two strikes. This is Bo Sacker's fourth career high A start, but his second against Peoria. He made his Midwest League debut against the Chiefs at Modern Woman Park on July 13th. 3-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Bernal's down on strikes. Back-to-back K's for Bo Sacker after the leadoff triple. Looked like he went with the changeup below the knees. Bernal couldn't put it in play. And now here's the DH, Trey Page. Bo Sacker was great against the Chiefs on the 13th. Even though he technically wound up with the loss. First pitch to Trey Page. Outside for ball one. That game on the 13th saw Quad Cities lose 2-0. Bo Sacker gave up just one run in 5 1/3, and that run was not allowed until he started pitching in the sixth. 1-0. Swing and a miss. He chased low and inside. Count 1-1. Bo Sacker pitched five scoreless innings with four strikeouts in his high A debut, and then started to become a little fatigued working into the sixth, and even then he still just gave up one run. The pitch, high and away, two balls, one strike. He followed that with his first high A win on the 21st of July against South Bend in Indiana. gave up 2 runs in 5 innings, struck out a high A best 6. 2-1, driven well towards the right field corner. This ball is hooking, and it goes foul, probably 20 feet to the foul pole, to the right of the foul pole on the right side of the ballpark. And then last time out, Bo Sacker earned a second win. Picked it up against Cedar Rapids in Davenport on July 27th. He went 5 innings, gave up 1 unearned run, and just 4 total base runners while striking out 4. All that to say, he has been terrific since putting on the blue and gold. 2-2 pitch to Page. High fly ball towards center field. This is going to hang up for Rockefort. He waves off Ramirez and makes the catch to end the inning. Great work, Ethan Bosacker. He gives up a leadoff triple to Brody Moore, then picks up back-to-back-to-back outs to strand him. We go to the top of the second, still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Starts the bottom of the first inning with a triple, but no harm, no foul. Ethan Bosacker responds with back-to-back strikeouts and a fly ball to strand him. And back to the plate go the River Bandits to start the second inning. Hansel Rincon faces Trevor Werner right on right. First pitch up and in for ball one. Connor Crowell is the home plate umpire for game 4 of this series. His partner Spencer Kim currently on the bases. 1-0. Called strike on the high inside corner, 1-1. Spencer Kim had a busy day behind the plate yesterday. There were 2 different ejections, one of Chiefs manager Patrick Anderson. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Werner can't connect on a fastball. It's 1-2. The other of River Bandits hitting coach Ryan Powers, who was ejected in the 8th inning. PA was ejected in 7th. Game number 88 for Werner this year. He's batting 188 on the season, but enters tonight with a team-best 15-game on-base streak. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Rincon pumps the heater by him. That's the second strikeout for the right-hander. And Werner's out number 1 in the second inning. He's been just pounding the strike zone. 11 pitches, 10 strikes. And now he'll face the switch hitter, Shervin Newton, who will be a left-handed batter for this plate appearance. Infield for the Chiefs, shifts towards right, playing him to pull. First pitch, Rincon finds the outer half of the curveball for strike 1. Hansel has just a 3-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball. He was a Florida State League All-Star last year with Palm Beach. 0-1. Newton turns on one, but sends it foul onto the right side berm. 0-2. He led the league in innings pitched, opponent batting average, and whip last year. Over 24 appearances, he posted 10 quality starts for St. Louis's single-A affiliate. 0-2 to Newton. Soft ground ball towards second base. Villarroel plays 4 hops, throws over to first, and retires Newton for a quick second out. 5 up, 5 down for the Bandits' bats today. And up comes their six-hole hitter, Justin Johnson, who's been one of the best hitters in the league as of late. In addition to recording his first four hit and first four RBI performance last night, Johnson smacked his first professional homer over the left field fence. First pitch down and away for ball one. That's his first home run since he hit 16 with Wake Forest back in 2023, just before he was drafted. 1-0. Poked up and over the screen, out of play for strike one. Over his last 10 games, Johnson is hitting .421 with five doubles. Both of those marks lead the league since July 21st. The 1-1. Poked foul off the third base dugout fencing. And it's one ball and two strikes. On the year, he's hitting .222. One homer, 13 doubles, 21 driven in. Per usual, at second base defensively, where he excels with the leather. Rincon back on the slab. Johnson back in the right-handed box. 1-2 pitch. Sent foul over the first base side. Scoreless ball game in the top of the second inning. Chiefs starter Hansel Rincon has pitched an inning and two-thirds perfect with two strikeouts. He has thrown 18 pitches to start the night, and only two have not gone for a strike. He tries again. The 1-2 pitch to Johnson. Ground ball to the left side. Diving is Curiali, but he can't get to it. It's into left field. Justin Johnson, now with five hits in his last five plate appearances, a two-out single extends the inning for Omar Hernandez. Terrific AB from JJ. Fouled off several two-strike pitches. And then pokes one between the third baseman Curiali and the shortstop Moore. First hit of the game for Quad Cities. And now Omar Hernandez trying to take advantage. Johnson held at first by Salazar. First pitch. Called strike on the high outside corner. Omar is only hitting .206 this year, but he's batting around .300 when playing Peoria. He has six doubles on the season, and five have come against the Chiefs, including one yesterday. 0-1, down the right field line, just foul over the leaping glove of Salazar and behind the Chiefs' bullpen. Hernandez almost had a seventh double, but he was just a hair in front of it. Begrudgingly, he picks the lumber back up and steps into the box behind in the count 0-2. Two outs on the board, top of the second. Scoreless ball game. Johnson still at first. 0-2. Bouncer to the right side. Second baseman Villarroel picks it up glove side. Throws over to first and ends the inning. Justin Johnson picks up his fifth hit in his last five at-bats, but he is stranded. Hansel Rincon with two scoreless innings to start his night. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 0-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodland Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
bottom of the second at Dozier Park, Quad Cities and Peoria scoreless through an inning and a half. Ethan Bosacker back to work. He starts off the frame against Juan Bincho. He throws a called strike on the low outside corner. Cho, Kiriali, Aya Discernia do up for Patrick Anderson's crew. 0-1 hit high in the air, well to center field. Rockefeller sprinting straight away towards the wall. He reaches up and makes the catch on the warning track. Terrific grab by Rockefeller, who, per usual, takes a mighty efficient route to the baseball. Dials in the trajectory ideally. And one's down for Michael Kiriali. Nice swing, though, from Cho, who had a couple of hits yesterday. So one out, nobody on for Kiriali. Right on right, Bosacker deals out of the windup. First pitch breaking ball is popped up towards shallow center. Rockefeller coming in with his arms out, waves everybody away, and makes the catch once again. Two gone here in the bottom of the second. Carson Rockefeller has caught each of the last three outs over in center field. Up comes Alex Aya Discernia. Bosacker making his 13th start of the season, including his time in Columbia. First pitch to Alex is low and inside for ball one. He came up right around when Steven Zoback was promoted to Double-A Northwest Arkansas. 1-0, driven towards left center field and deep. However, playable. Over is Nivens. He'll make the catch chest high. And that's an uber-efficient second inning for Ethan Bosacker, a la Steven Zoback. He's retired six in a row. We go to the third, scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Scoreless innings into tonight's ball game. We've only seen 46 total pitches and just 10 not in the strike zone. Top of the third gets underway with Gene Ramirez at the plate, and the Bandits outfielder takes a called strike from Hansel Rincon. He's thrown 23 pitches now, and 21 have been for a strike. The pitch. Ramirez tips one into Bernal's glove, and he's quickly behind 0-2. Ethan Bosacker, Quad Cities starter, gave up a leadoff triple to Brody Moore in the first inning, but since then he's retired six in a row, including two strikeouts and four straight fly balls. Ramirez, Nadal, Dickerson do up for Quad Cities in the third. The 0-2 to Ramirez is popped off the hands foul over the first base side. Gene was the only Bandit not to record a hit yesterday, but he went 0-for-4. With a walk and a sack bunt, and also scored when a Quad Cities 15 runs. He helped out. 0-2. Bouncer to the left side, gloved by the third baseman, Kiriali. He sets his feet, fires to first, and Gene's out number one. Well, Rincon and Bosacker aren't all that dissimilar. Ethan's going to pick up a few more strikeouts than Hansel, but both love to pound the strike zone. And when they're performing at their best, they're letting the defense work and picking up quick outs. It's part of the reason why we've been moving along so quickly to start the ball game. Here's Davies Nadal now. He'll take a curveball right down Main Street for a strike. The infield is shifted towards right, playing Nadal to pull. Third baseman Kiriali is cheating in at the left side. 0-2, rather the 0-1, is grounded foul. And it's now 0-2. Davies with Bandits Grand Slam number 5 last night. A gigantic 445-foot homer over the right field fence. Longest home run hit by a Bandit this year. 0-2, he skies one towards right field again. This one will not have home run distance. Juan Bincho takes a few steps towards first base and makes the catch to retire Nadal. So Rincon has safely worked his way through the Bandit sorter one trip through. And now it's back to the top for Dustin Dickerson. Two outs, nobody on in the start of the third inning. Rincon has two strikeouts to start the game. One was of Dickerson on three pitches to open up the night. Right-hander v. right-hander. First pitch, check swing. It's low, and Dickerson held up, as confirmed by Spencer Kim. That's just the third ball in 30 pitches to start the game for Rincon. Here's his 1-0 offering. Dickerson takes a breaking ball at the top of the square for strike one. Dickerson, 6 for his last 20 at the plate. He is hit in 4 straight games. 1-1. Wave and a miss, down and away. Dickerson wanted to hold up but could not do so, and he falls into a 1-2 count. He struggled in the month of July but is hitting .273 over his last 11 total games. The pitch. Tapper foul towards the first base dugout. A 170 average in June for Dickerson, 195 last month. But he's hitting leadoff for the 5th time this season and has been in that role since Jared Dickey was traded to Oakland. 1-2 pitch. Just low and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Dickerson has bounced all over Brooks Conrad's lineup card. He's hit in 7 different spots in the order. The 2-2 pitch. Fly ball, shallow right field, down the first baseline. Salazar going out. In comes Cho. He slides and makes the catch in front of the bullpen. Smooth moves from Juan Bincho. Chase Davis will retrieve his hat over in right field. Quad Cities goes down in order in their half of the third. 2.5 scoreless innings in the books here at Dozier Park. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Been a crisp, fast-paced first 2.5 innings at Dozier Park. Both teams with No runs, one hit, and no errors as we enter the bottom of the third. 8-9-1 due up for Peoria against Quad City starter Ethan Bosacker. Right on right, first pitch to John Frank Salazar is low and away for ball one. Salazar, Villarroel, and Brody Moore, three straight right-handers to bat in this third inning. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Bosacker got him out in front of a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Ethan's gone two scoreless innings, one hit, no walks, two strikeouts. He's only needed 24 pitches to get through those two innings. 1-1. Tapper foul off the end of the bat to the backstop. One ball, two strikes. John Frank hit eighth and played first base for Peoria last night as well. He went 0-for-3 with a double play ball and a strikeout. Bosacker hunting his third K of the night. 1-2, soft liner towards short, over Dickerson into left field. That ends a string of six in a row retired by the right-hander, and it puts a leadoff base runner aboard for Villarroel. Not a bad pitch from Ethan. A little breaking ball low and away, and Salazar just stuck the bat head out and barreled it over the Bandit shortstop. So now Ethan moves into the stretch. And we'll face the second baseman, Villarroel, who's really struggled against Quad Cities this year. First pitch, swing and a miss on a slider, strike one. He didn't play yesterday. Only has played in one game this week. That was Wednesday. But 1-for-4 with a single. 0-1 pitch. Down and away. Good stop by Hernandez. 1-1. Villarroel's hitting just 4-for-32 against Quad Cities this year. He's a 158 hitter since getting called up from Palm Beach earlier this season. The 1-1. Breaking ball hit well towards left. Niven's back on the track. He has to play it off the middle of the wall. It careens off the padding and rolls towards shortstop. Salazar gets a stop sign at third, and Villarroel pulls up the second with a double. That's his fourth high A two-bagger. And for the first time tonight, we've got back-to-back base runners. Salazar not the fleetest of foot, and he got a bit of a slow jump, so to speak, from first because he had to wait to see if Nivens would make the catch. Spencer got onto the warning track and kind of overplayed the bounce to the point where he had to backtrack to get to the baseball, but it didn't allow Salazar to score. So once again, Quad Cities brings the infield in. Nobody out, and Brody Moore to the plate. He tripled in the first. The pitch. Curveball's right there for strike one. Ethan stands at 6'2", 210 pounds, a native of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Started the year in single-A Columbia and was one of the better pitchers in the Carolina League. Here comes his 0-1 to Moore. Brody lines it down the left field line. That is just foul, inches to the left of the chalk. And that would have been a surefire multi-run double. But baseball, of course, a game of inches for Bosacker. More inches, the better right now. So Moore now in an 0-2 count. He started the game offensively for the Chiefs with that triple. Got to third base with nobody out, but then Bosacker struck out both Davis and Bernal before Trey Page flew out to get him out of the inning unscathed. He hadn't allowed a base runner since John Frank Salazar single a moment ago. He's at third, Villarroel's at second base. 0-2 pitch to Morris, tapped up the first baseline, but with the side spin, the ball rolls foul, and Bosacker touches up on the grass. Bottom of the third here at Dozier Park. The River Bandits and Chiefs are scoreless. It's been a tremendously pitched game so far. Just strike after strike. There have been a total of 70 pitches in the game. And 14 have been out of the strike zone. Bosacker back on the bump. Another 0-2 pitch to Moore. That's high. Couldn't get him to chase. Ball one. Brody was a 17th round pick by the Cardinals back in 2022, a native of Oneonta, Alabama, batting 252 with 29 driven in this year. 1-2 pitch poked in the air towards shallow right field. Sprinting in Ramirez towards the line. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Salazar. The throw to the plate is perfect. A throw back to third base. Salazar tries to backtrack, and he's tagged out by Nadal. Gene Ramirez with a perfect throw from right field, and Salazar couldn't have played that worse. He was tagging up, ready to score. He got about halfway down the line and saw how good the throw was and tried to turn back towards the safety of third. But Hernandez fired it down to Nadal, and he applies the tag. So Brody Moore flies out, and it's 9-2-5 to get Salazar at third. Fiorel still stands at second base, but with two outs. And Bosacker now goes after Chase Davis. First pitch, down and away for ball one. Some poor base running. Getting Bosacker, at least for now, off the hook, but still not out of the woods yet, especially against this guy who has five hits in his first three high A games. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Davis chased low, 1-1. He got off to a bit of a slow start in single A this year, but going back to June 1st, Davis is hitting .295 between single A Palm Beach and through his first three games in Peoria. The 1-1. In the dirt, bouncing away from Hernandez. It rolls towards the third base dugout. Villarroel scampers up to third without a throw. That's going to be a wild pitch on Bosacker. Just his fourth in 2024. In his first as a River Bandit. So once again, Peoria with a man at third base. Chase Davis in one of the few hitters counts we've seen today. Two balls, one strike, the pitch. It's fouled up over the press box on the left side for strike two. Ethan one pitch away from once again tiptoeing out of danger. Chiefs and River Bandits are scoreless in the bottom of the third inning, but Peoria's had a man on throughout this entire inning. Bosacker sets at the belt. He's got the sign from Omar. 2-2 pitch. Upstairs with the fastball, and the count rolls full. The three-hole hitter, Leonardo Bernal, waits on deck. Bosacker struck him out the first time these two faced each other. He struck out Davis as well. 3-2. Bouncer to the right side. Past the diving glove of Newton into right field. And Villarroel scores. Quad Cities flirted a little too much with the Flames. And the Chiefs eventually do bring in one of those men from third base to take a 1-0 lead. What a start to the high A career for Chase Davis. He is 6-for-15 with a home run and 6 RBIs in just 4 games here at Dozier Park. He comes through with a 2-out, 2-strike, go-ahead hit. Now Bernal, he'll take the first pitch outside for ball one. Leonardo with 44 driven in this year to lead all active Chiefs. Newton holds Davis at first base. The 1-0. Curveball outside. Not sure where that one missed. Bosacker's wondering the same thing. But it appears to be ball two. Even the scoreboard operator had it a 1-1 count. Bosacker now across the 40-pitch mark. He deals home. And it's a swing and a miss from Bernal. He went after the slider in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Leonardo is one of three Chiefs catchers. An international free agent signed by the Cardinals in 2021. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Again, Bosacker gets him to chase low. Now a back pick to first is not in time to get Davis. Two balls and two strikes on Bernal. Bernal, the only representative of Panama in this ball game today. He's from Panama City. 2-2 pitch. slapped back to the screen. Very little hips on that effort from Bernal. Just kind of reached the hands out to flick it aside and stay alive in this 2-2 count. Davis at first base after the go-ahead RBI single. Bosacker comes home. High and away with the fastball, and the count goes full. That means Davis will get a head start on this next pitch. And now all of a sudden, Bosacker's creeping up towards 50 pitches. Chiefs have made him work in this third inning. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes, and it's popped up on the left side of the infield. Third baseman Nadal sprints in. Omar Hernandez, the catcher, though, will make the squeeze just a few steps up the third baseline. That'll do it for Peoria in the third. The Chiefs, though, take a 1-0 lead on a two-out RBI single from Chase Davis, the Cardinals' number 7 prospect. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Peoria on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
After two scoreless innings to start the night, Peoria breaks into the run column first. In the third, Chase Davis comes through with a two-out RBI single to give Peoria a 1-0 lead. Top of the fourth gets underway with Spencer Nivens at the plate, right on left against the Chiefs starter Hansel Rincon. First pitch, curveball sails high for ball one. 36 pitches now for the righty, just 5 balls. He got Nivens to fly out to center field his first time up. 1-0, down and inside, 2 balls and no strikes. The first time Quad Cities has seen one of these counts tonight. Nivens with a 2-run homer to give the Bandits the first lead of the game yesterday. 2-0, another curveball off the plate, 3 balls, no strikes. Nivens now has hits in 10 of his last 11 games. His home run count on the year up to 6. 3-0 pitch from Rincon. Curveball on the outer half, a called strike one. Nivens actually hit one of his 6 homers against Rincon this year. That was the grand slam at this ballpark back on June 28th. 3-1. Nivens takes a cut but comes up empty on a changeup and the counts to 3-2. He'll use his batter timeout. And one of the 5 salamis hit by Quad Cities this year. Nivens on June 28th at this ballpark. Davies Nadal yesterday for 2 of them. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball's elevated, and Rincon comes all the way back from behind 3-0 to strike out Nivens. It's his third K of the ball game and out number 1 in the fourth, and he did not throw a fastball until strike 3. Even down in the count, 3-0, 3-1, he went breaking ball or changeup, and it worked for him both times. So one out, nobody on for Carson Rockefort, the 3-hole hitter. First pitch, he grounds it over to second base. That's routine for Villarroel. He'll pick it off the dirt, throw over to Salazar for the out. Quickly, 2 away. Rincon has faced just 1 over the minimum. The only base runner the Bandits have had was the 2-out single from JJ in the second. And since then, Rincon's retired 6 in a row. Trevor Werner now stepping in, the Bandits cleanup batter. Infield with a slight shift towards left, playing him to pull. Curiali's about three steps off the third baseline. First pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike on the inner half. During this now 15-game on-base streak, Werner's batting .333 with a .963 OPS. 0-1 coming home. He takes in the dirt. One ball, one strike. He also has six extra base hits, nine RBIs, and as we mentioned yesterday, perhaps more impressively, 10 walks to 12 strikeouts. One of the best ratios he's had all year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider nudged away from the barrel, and it's 1-2. Rincon trying to start the ball game with four scoreless innings. And he's right now at 45 pitches on the evening. Werner's back in the box after a quick timeout. Rincon's 1-2. Outside with a heater. Two balls and two strikes. The sun is now setting over the third base side. No longer any sun on the playing surface, but a little bit splashing up on the right field fence. 2-2 on the way. Foul ball into the netting. Count holds. Lights have come on. There is hardly any breeze. And no cloud coverage. First pitch temperature technically hotter today than it was yesterday. 85 as opposed to 83 degrees, but the humidity levels are down considerably. It's a little more comfortable than it was last night. Another 2-2 and another foul ball. Werner pops it over the screen out of play and will do it again. Small crowd on hand for a Friday night affair at Dozier Park. Yesterday, the group area in right field was packed. It's now a vacant patio today. Another 2-2 pitch from Rincon. Bouncer towards short. It skips past Moore into left center field. Trevor Werner with a worm burner into the outfield. And he gives the Bandits a two-out base runner here in the fourth and extends his on-base streak to 16 games. And the mark is the fifth best active in the Midwest League right now. Werner has really turned the page after a tough start to the season. So he extends the inning for Shervin Newton. Switch hitting first baseman. Bats left against the righty Rincon. He offers it the first pitch and drops it into right field. It's one hop into the glove of Cho, and Werner stops at second base. Shervin Newton had a multi-hit effort yesterday. Now 1-for-2 to start tonight. I like the aggressive approach there with how frequently Rincon has thrown strikes. Tonight, 50 pitches, 41 in the zone. Why not offer it one of those first two pitches? Odds are it's going to be one you can hit okay. Let's see how JJ approaches him here with men at first and second and two outs. Right on right, Rincon looks back to Werner. Villarroel is there holding. Now the pitch finds the outer half for strike one. Before the hits from Werner and Newton, JJ was the only Bandits base runner. He picked up a two-out hit in the second inning, but was left stranded shortly thereafter. Couple of looks to second. Now the 0-1. Line drive into center field. Davis to his right, reaches out, and makes a waist-high catch to end the inning. Justin Johnson was 5 for his last 5 and nearly 6 for 6, but this one hangs up a bit too long, and the Bandits strand two-out singles in their half of the fourth. We go to the bottom half. Chiefs lead 1-0 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Set to begin the bottom of the fourth here at Dozier Park. Peoria leads Quad Cities 1-0 in game four, the six-game series. Kyle Kirchville welcoming you back to downtown Peoria. Appreciate you spending part of your Friday night with us. Ethan Bosacker, Quad City starter, returns to the hill for his fourth frame of work. He's given up just one run and has not walked anybody while collecting two strikeouts. Trey Page starts the bottom of the fourth at the plate for Peoria, and he fouls the first pitch out of play for strike one. 4-5-6 to hit for the Chiefs. Page, Cho, Kiriali. 0-1. Another foul ball straight back. That's into the netting. 0-2. Hansel Rincon, the Chiefs starter, has thrown 52 pitches, 43 for a strike, and has successfully navigated through four scoreless innings. The Bandits tagged him for a couple of two-out singles in the last half inning, but Justin Johnson flew out to end the frame despite more hard contact. 0-2. Grounder foul to the right side. Shervin Newton picks it up and hands it off to the Chiefs' first base coach, Will Peterson, who throws it into the seats. Will had to coach third base yesterday after Patrick Anderson was ejected in the seventh inning. Another 0-2. Bosacker buries one in the dirt, and Page lays off. 1-2. Just like Davis has gotten off to a hot start since the promotion, Page has done the exact same. He was called up on the 30th, just like his former Palm Beach teammate. 1-2. Little floater towards shallow right. Johnson goes out but can't get to it, and it's a base hit in front of Justin Johnson. Chiefs have started the inning with a single and now back-to-back frames. And it puts a man on for Juan Bin Cho. So for Chase Davis, he has a hit in all four games since getting called up. He is 6-for-15 with a home run and 6 RBIs. Page is now 5-for-14. First pitch to Cho. Low and inside, knocked down by Hernandez. Page stays at first base. It's ball one. And no, it must have caught a piece of Cho. Off for second goes Page, and Cho is taking all of his gear off. Must have caught him somewhere around the right shoe. Not exactly sure where, but nobody seems to be arguing. Cho is hit by a pitch for the team leading eighth time this season. And just as Peoria started the third, they've got back-to-back base runners against Bosacker. First hit batsman for Ethan since his time in Carolina. Now right on right, he goes up against Michael Kiriali, steps off the mound, looks towards second base, and even though Page was leaning, Johnson was not there covering in time. Bosacker wanted to throw, but no one was there to throw to. Kiriali had one at-bat yesterday. He pinch hit for Cade Kretschmar in the ninth and hit a home run. First pitch. Bosacker drops in a slider for strike one. That home run for Kiriali, his eighth of the season, and the first pinch hit homer for the Chiefs since last year. A one. Ground ball to the left side. Nadal charges, fields, and goes to first base for the surefire out. Everybody else advances 90 feet. That's Page to third, Cho to second base. Kiriali retired 5-3. Would have been a close play at second base had Nadal gone that way. I think he probably would have gotten Cho, even though he's a pretty quick runner. But obviously, if you're unsure, lower risk, lower reward, but you get the out. So for the third time tonight, Quad Cities brings the infield in. There are runners at second and third with one out for Alexia DeCernia, who absolutely cranks the first pitch to right field, but it's foul off the netting in front of Adam Street. He turned on an inside fastball and gave it a home run ride, but just a bit off target. Alex was 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and two of the Chiefs' 5 runs scored yesterday. He flew out to left field his first time up tonight. Bosacker's 0-1 pitch. Drifts just outside of the zone. Looked like a slider, and it's ball one. That home run for Kiriali last night, the first Chiefs pinch hit home run since Thomas Francisco hit a grand slam off Cedar Rapids back in July of last year. 1-1. That's in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Quad Cities has only had one pinch hitter this season. That was Davies Nadal all the way back in May. There's not been one since then, but he is 1-for-1. 2-1 pitch. Just high and away. Three balls, one strike. That pinch hit appearance actually against Peoria. Remember, that was the game where there was an injury and Nadal took over mid-game. 3-1. Grounder towards first. Newton snags it. He throws to the plate. The tag from Hernandez. Got him. Page's slide is in vain. That's a big out number two. That's the Chiefs' second out made between third and home plate tonight. Newton had the ball hit right to him, and he knew exactly where to go. Page broke for the plate on contact. Newton made a strong throw to Hernandez, and the catcher had plenty of time to set up the body and apply the tag. Cho advances to third base. Aida Cernia to first on a fielder's choice. With men at the corners and two outs, Bo Sacker goes after Salazar, who singled back in the third. First pitch, time called. It was Salazar who was granted a pause right before Bo Sacker started to throw. Chiefs have a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. They're out hitting the Bandits 5-3. Bo Sacker's pitch count at 62. 40 have gone for a strike. Salazar back of the box. Now the first pitch. Ground ball right to the shortstop, Dickerson. He underhand flips the short way to second. Johnson makes the squeeze and ends the inning. Once again, Ethan Bosacker strands some Chiefs runners in scoring position. It's no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on for Peoria. We go to the top of the fifth. Chiefs in front of the Bandits, 1-0.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the fifth at Dozer Park, Quad Cities and Peoria in game four of the six-game series. Bandits have the lead in the set, 2-1. They've won back-to-back contests, but trail 1-0 tonight. 7-8-9 and due up for Brooks Conrad. That's Omar Hernandez, Gene Ramirez, and Davies Nadal. They'll face the right-hander Hansel Rincon, who's been fantastic thus far. First pitch. Hernandez lines it towards left field. Aida Cernia goes to his right, but can't make the catch. It lands in front of him for a base hit. Fourth knock of the game for Quad Cities. They've all been singles, and this is the first one the Bandits have had with less than 2 outs. Good start to the inning for Quad Cities. They've been held scoreless against Rincon thus far, but I think it's worth pointing out that three of the last four batters to face Rincon have hits. So now here's Gene Ramirez right on left. Rincon into the stretch. Ramirez tries to bunt the first pitch, and he pops it foul over the screen out of play. We saw Gene lay down a sack bunt yesterday, and if you had to pick somebody on the Bandits roster to lay down a bunt, Gene's probably your first pick. Third baseman Curiali was already cheating in before the first pitch, but now even more so on the third base side. 0-1, Gene fakes a square, now pokes one towards shallow center. The shortstop, though, Moore, will take a few steps onto the grass and make the catch for out number one. That little slap hit from Ramirez is always in play. He'll show bunt, pull back, take a step up in the box, and simultaneously swing. And very often, it'll catch infielders off guard. But it's less effective when you don't put it on the ground. So one out, a man still at first, this time for the third baseman, Davis Nadal. First pitch, he takes outside for ball one. Nadal started in left field yesterday. Tonight he plays third for just the 11th time this season. Normally a spot manned by Trevor Werner, who is getting a break from the defensive duties and serving as the DH tonight. Pickoff throw to first, close play, but Hernandez is back with a dive. It's worth keeping an eye on him. Omar led all minor league catchers in stolen bases in Colombia last year. This season, the total's not quite as high, but he's 12 for 14 as a River Bandit. That's quite good for a catcher. 1-0 pitch, runner not going, and Nadal takes a strike at the top of the zone, 1-1. Davies bats 158 on the season. However, against Peoria, 310. Couple of hits plus that grand slam yesterday. He fouls a 1-1 to the screen and falls behind 1-2. Nadal against Peoria, 9 for 30, including his out today. A double, a homer, 5 RBIs. A man who weighs in at 155 pounds. But boy, did he barrel one up yesterday. 445 feet on the salami. Rincon sets at the belt. He looks over to first base. Pitch clock winds down to 6. Now he fires. It's low and in, and it gets away from Bernal. Hernandez scoots up to second base without a throw. That's the first wild pitch today out of the hand of Rincon. His 5th of the season. And now the Bandits have that tying run in scoring position with one out. Quad Cities was 6 for 12 with runners in scoring position last night. They've started today 0 for 1. 2-2 pitch. Nadal chases outside and high for strike 3. A whiff on the breaking ball picks up Rincon's 4th strike out of the game and the 2nd out in the top of the 5th. Now here's Dustin Dickerson, Quad Cities leadoff man, who, like Nadal, is started the ball game 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a fly ball. Second baseman Villarroel now holds Hernandez at second. Rincon sets, looks towards Omar. And now comes home. Dickerson takes down and away for ball one. Rincon's worked 4 2/3 scoreless innings today. If he gets to 5, he will have thrown 17 innings and allowed just 2 earned runs across his last 3 appearances. 1-0 pitch. Chopper to the left side. Sliding is Moore. He can't make the stop. It's into left field. Aya Discerni's up with it. Here's the throw to the plate. Hernandez scores, and up the second base goes Dickerson. Now nobody's covering third, and he gets there as well. Terrific base running from Dustin Dickerson. He takes an extra 180 feet and ties the game in the process. Ribby number 25 for the former Southern Miss Golden Eagle. Ramirez scores from second base. And Quad Cities has tied the game up with a little two-out rally in the 5th. Now a man at third for Spencer Nivens. Right on left, he takes a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Nobody holding Dickerson on the left side. He can get a large lead. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a breaking ball. Nivens has had issues with that pitch today. He falls behind. No balls, 2 strikes. Now Rincon is... had some great success against the Bandits this year. Also, some struggles. last time out against QC. He earned the win, gave up just two runs in five innings with a season-high eight strikeouts on July 10th. 0-2 pitch. Smacked high in the air, well towards right field. It has got the distance, and it is gone! Just to the left of the foul pole for a two-run homer. For the second straight night, Spencer Nivens has blasted Quad Cities into the lead. It's 3-1 River Bandits. The two-out rally is not done just yet. Number 7 on the season for Spencer Nivens. This man has had quite the second half. He was named the Quad Cities Player of the Month for a reason. And all of a sudden, the Bandits have the advantage. Carson Rockefort now steps in and takes ball one in the dirt. Rincon just a pitch away from getting out of this inning with the Chiefs still in the lead. Bandits have struck for three runs with two outs in the fifth. Second pitch to Rockefort finds the low outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1. Rock is 0-2, just two for his last 30 at the plate. The pitch skied up and over the left side out of play. 1-2. Nivens with seven home runs on the season this year. Four have come against the Peoria Chiefs. New baseball in hand for Rincon. They reset the pitch clock. Now the 1-2 to Rock. Tapper foul off his foot. He gingerly walks up the first baseline, trying to move the paint away. Rincon had given up just three base runners through four scoreless innings. Gave up a leadoff single to Omar Hernandez and then got back-to-back outs just for Dustin Dickerson to tie the game and for Spencer Nivens to give Quad Cities a 3-1 lead with the second two-run homer in as many nights. He goes after Rockefort again. 1-2 pitch is clobbered towards right field once more, but Rock was in front of it, and he hooks it foul onto the concourse. Now Rockefort will blast off. He's got six on the season, one of them against Peoria. Another fresh baseball for Rincon. Another 1-2 pitch. Low and inside off the glove of Bernal into the first base dugout. Bandits are now outscoring and outhitting the Chiefs. 3-1 in the run column, 6-5 in the hit column. 2-2 on its way. Rock sends one towards the right field corner. This one's going to stay fair and hop up against the wall. Cho chases it down on the warning track, and Rockefort cruises to second base with a two-out double. It's three straight two-out hits for the River Bandits, and immediately, Peoria's pitching coach, Edwin Moreno, is out of the first base dugout. Not only another two-out hit, but another two-strike hit for Quad Cities. Nivens fell behind 0-2. And Rincon hung a breaking ball. Now Rockefort falls behind 1-2. He fouls off two straight pitches, takes the ball, and then plops one into the right field corner. Double number 17 on the season for the former Rage and Cajun. That leads the team. And it's just outside the league's top 10. First mound visit of the game utilized by either team. Moreno's going back to the first base dugout. And now Trevor Werner steps up as the seventh man to hit for Quad Cities in this fifth inning. The Bandits lead 3-1. Good speed at second in Rockefort. Right on right, Rincon looks his way. Now deals and misses down and outside for ball one. Rockefort is 1-2. His single in the fourth extended his on-base streak to 16 games. It's a top five active mark in the league and the fourth longest for a Bandit this year. 1-0 pitch. Wave and a miss. Awkward cut from Werner, who chased a slider down and outside. Started the year as the Royals' number 19 prospect per MLB Pipeline. He's now up to number 16 after the trade deadline shuffled the list a little bit. And it should shuffle even more once Pipeline updates its rankings. With the draft now adding some more talent to the pool. 1-1, broken bat, roller to short. It's gloved by Moore. He sets his feet, throws across to Salazar, and it beats Werner by a step to end the inning. The damage, though, has been done. Quad Cities gets a game-tying single from Dustin Dickerson, and then the next batter, Spencer Nivens, hits his second two-run homer of the series to put QC ahead 3-1. Halfway through this Friday night contest, bottom of the fifth, next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
First time tonight, Ethan Bosacker takes over the hill in the fifth, the bottom of the fifth, I should say. Starts Miguel Villarroel high with ball one. Now the second pitch of the inning is grounded up the middle. Shortstop Dickerson can't get to it. It's to his left into left center field. And Villarroel has his second hit of the ball game. He's now 2-for-2 in the ninth spot. A double and a run scored in the third, and now he's on for Brody Moore, the Peoria leadoff man. Now Dustin Dickerson tied the inning with a two-out RBI single in the top half. And Spencer Nivens stepped to the plate, fell behind in the count 0-2, and took Hansel Rincon deep to right field for a 3-1 QC lead. First pitch to Moore, chopped on the ground to third, jumping stop Nadal to second for one, around to first for a double play. Around the horn, 5-4-3, Nadal to J.J. DeNewton. That is the league-leading 81st double play of the season for Quad Cities. The Bandits are top five in all of High A in that category. And just like that, the leadoff single is erased. A nice twin killing started at third by Davies Nadal. Now two outs, nobody on for Chase Davis. He takes Lewin inside for ball one. Chase gave Peoria its 1-0 lead in the third with a two-out RBI single. 1-0 pitch. That's a strike at the knees, 1-1. Nobody is throwing in Peoria's bullpen, but there are a couple of guys standing up and dry throwing, so to speak. The pitch. Grounder back up the middle. It's under the glove of Bosacker into right center. It's another multi-hit contest for Chase Davis. He is 2-for-3 to start the ball game. It has multiple hits in three of his first four games in High A. I mean, if you're a Cardinals fan, you got to be loving what you're seeing from the club's number six prospect, former U of A Wildcats, looking sharp. Now, tying run at the plate in Leonardo Bernal. He'll offer at the first pitch, but swing over top of a breaking ball for strike one. Bernal 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop-up. Ethan Bosacker trying to get through a fifth inning of work. 0-1. Another one popped up. Left side of the infield. Bosacker points it out. Davies Nadal sees it. And the third baseman makes the catch to end the inning. For the fourth time in High A, Ethan Bosacker He's gone five innings, and tonight he's yielded just one run. We go to the sixth, 3-1 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Shervin Newton steps in the left-handed batter's box to start the away half of the sixth. Ethan Bosacker, for the fourth straight time as a River Bandit, has given Brooks Conrad at least a five-inning start. Shervin Newton will be followed by Justin Johnson and Omar Hernandez. Switch-hitting first baseman, course bats left against the righty Rincon. Chief starter returns to the hill after giving up the lead in the last inning. First pitch. Breaking ball finds the high outside corner for strike one. For Bosacker, five innings of one-run ball. Just two strikeouts tonight, but again, pounding the zone. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Newton Chase slowing inside for strike two. Bosacker's thrown 71 pitches. 47 have gone for a strike. He entered tonight having thrown 70% strikes across his first three high-A starts. 0-2 pitch to Newton. Foul tip into the glove of Bernal for strike three. Rincon put the fastball on the outer half, and Newton could not catch up to it. Fifth strikeout for Hansel Rincon, who's allowed three runs on seven hits. He's also not walked anybody. He's got five Ks now. Here's Justin Johnson, one for two with a single and a hard hit fly out to center in the fourth. First pitch, called strike in the low inside corner. It's 0-1. JJ, now 7 for his last 14 at the plate. That's part of a four-game hit streak. 0-1. Fastball just outside. 1-1. He's had a complete renaissance at the plate. He's just clobbering the baseball. The pitch. Low and inside. 2-1. And you know a guy is dialed in, obviously, when he's hitting 500 over his last four games. But even when Johnson's making outs, they're hit extremely hard. 2-1. High and tight. 3-1. He nearly tied the game for the Bandits in the fourth inning with two outs, but his line drive to center hung up just a bit too long for Chase Davis. Hitters count for him here. 3-1. Drifts into the top of the zone for a called strike two. A little slider it looked like from Rincon. He's now over 80 pitches, a mark that he very often eclipses. Worked over 80 pitches in all four of his starts in the month of July. 3-2. Low and away for ball four. Justin Johnson works a walk. He'll take a second trip on the base paths tonight and put a man aboard for Omar Hernandez. Before Johnson was hitting at the rate he is now, he was really working walks, finding a way to get on when the average wasn't quite where he wanted it to be. And it looks like that patience has led to now more hits as opposed to just walks. First pitch to Hernandez is fouled out of play for strike one. Omar is another guy swinging it great right now. He, like Johnson, has a four-game hit streak after a single in the fifth. It was his base hit that started the rally in that inning. 3-1 Bandits in the top of the sixth now. The 0-1 is cut at and fouled into the backstop netting for strike two. Hernandez is 5 for his last 14 at the plate with 3 doubles and 3 RBIs. Nearly had a fourth double earlier in the game, but it was just foul. 0-2. Just high and outside. 1-2. Sun is almost completely set. The light's really helping out now as we approach 8:30 Central Time. Top of the sixth inning and summer night at Dozier Park. 1-2, check swing. Pitch was down and away, and Hernandez clearly broke the plane trying to check his swing. It's strike three. Second K of the frame for Rincon, his sixth on the night. And now here's Gene Ramirez. Still nobody warming in that Peoria bullpen. Rincon, though, assuming he doesn't pick up a first pitch out of Ramirez, will break the 90-pitch mark tonight. Gene is 0-2 with a pop-up and a ground ball. Here he takes a slider at the knees for strike one. Bandits right fielder, 23 years old, from Mao in the Dominican Republic. He's reached base in each of his last three games, going 3-for-9 with a double during that stretch. 0-1, check swing, pitch was down and in. No appeal on the check. It's ball one. Chiefs will have the middle third of their order due up in the bottom of the sixth inning, presumably against Ethan Bosacker, who's thrown 71 pitches tonight, but there's nobody warming up in the QC bullpen. 1-1 delivery. Flared up and out of play over the third base dugout. That lands in about the eighth or ninth row. Rincon's walk of Johnson, his first of the ball game. His walk numbers were absolutely outstanding in 2023. Just 20 walks in 132 and two-thirds innings. This year, the walk per nine rate has spiked from 1.4 to 3.6, his highest mark in full-season minor league action. But he's looked much like his 2023 self tonight, filling up the strike zone. He'd only thrown 8 balls through his first 4 innings today. Ramirez back in the box. Johnson at first base with 2 outs. 1-2, down and in, snagged out of the dirt by Bernal. He looks back JJ at first. Now some activity in that Peoria bullpen. Looks like a right-hander has gotten up. It appears to be number 53, I beg your pardon. Well, that's Tyler Brott. Time call. I was confused because 33 is Gustavo Rodriguez. He's currently on the injured list. That's why you always bring your binoculars to the ballpark. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike three on the high outside corner. Rincon works around the one-out walk and strikes out the side in the sixth. He's up to 7 in the ball game through 6 innings. It's a quality start for Rincon, but the Bandits lead 3-1. Bottom of the sixth next, Ethan Bosacker going for his first high A quality start when we return.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com. or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Women Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
His 9 starts in single-A Columbia this year, Ethan Bosacker picked up 3 quality starts. Tonight at Dozier Park, he goes for his first QS as a member of QC. He'll get Trey Page, Juan Bincho, and Michael Kiriali in the bottom of the 6th with his Bandits ahead 3-1. QC can guarantee themselves a split of this 6-game series with a win tonight. First pitch. Trey Page fouls it into the screen for strike one. Speaking of quality starts, Hansel Rincon just put up his 2nd in as many starts. Presuming he does not come back out for the 7th and give up a run. 0-1, grounded up the middle. The shortstop Dickerson's positioned perfectly. He'll pick it up off the dirt, throws sidearm to first, and retire Page for the first down. So far, through 5 1/3 innings, Bosacker's given up just 1 run on 7 hits with no walks and 2 strikeouts. He's been, per usual, terrifically in the zone. Now here's Juan Bincho, the left-handed hitting outfielder. He swings through a first-pitch breaking ball, falling behind 0-1. With Bosacker over 70 pitches, Quad Cities has gotten a man up in the bullpen. 0-1, shanked foul over the left side. Quickly, nothing in 2. Looks like it's Chase Isbell starting to get loose. He and Bosacker were teammates in single-A Columbia to start the year. 3-1 Bandits in the bottom of the 6th. 1 out, nobody on. 0-2 pitch to Cho. Popped in the air towards shallow center field. Carson Rockefort's going to get there in time. He makes a one-handed catch over his right shoulder for the 2nd out. Now Peoria has tagged Bosacker for a run today, but he has not walked anybody. He's only hit 1 batter, and only 2 of the Chiefs' 7 hits have gone for extra bases. Right on right, he goes after Michael Kiriali, and he takes down and away for ball 1, successfully checking his swing. If Bosacker were to complete this out, it'll be his first quality start since June 7th, when he pitched 7 innings of 2-run ball against Fayetteville. Kiriali sends the 1-0 pitch, high in the air to right field, but very playable. Gene Ramirez makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Ethan Bosacker posts his first career high-A quality start. He gives up just 1 run in 6 innings and is in line for a 3rd straight victory. We go to the 7th at Dozier Park. Quad Cities leads 3-1.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Top of the seventh inning at Dozier Park. Davey Snedall leads it off against Tyler Brott, the newly inserted right-hander. There's first no pitch is way. Fouled out of play on the left side for strike one. 9-1-2 due up for Quad Cities. The Bandits lead 3-1 thanks in no small part to the starting pitcher, Ethan Bosacker, who has his first career high A quality start under his belt. Nadal 0-2 tonight. The 0-1. Brott pumps a fastball by him. It's a swing and a miss for strike two. Now speaking of quality starts, Hansel Rincon had one for Peoria, but he's in line for the loss, giving up 3 runs in 6 innings on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. He gave all 3 runs up in the 5th inning after 4 scoreless to start the night. Here's Brott's 0-2 pitch. Called, strike three. Fastball finds the outer edge. Nadal down on strikes for the 2nd time today. Good start for Tyler Brott, who is pitching for the 2nd time in this series. He's coming into the evening after a terrific month of July where he gave up just 2 earned runs in 9 1/3 innings with 12 strikeouts. He now goes after Dustin Dickerson right on right. 1 out, nobody on. First pitch, fastball sails high, 1-0. He first pitched against Quad Cities this week in the series opener on Tuesday. Threw a scoreless frame out of the bullpen, working around 2 hits. He didn't strike anybody out. 1-0. Down and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Dusty started the game 0-2, but then with 2 outs in the 5th, played it Omar Hernandez on the game-tying RBI single. Spencer Nivens, the man on deck, then brought him home with a 2-run homer. The 2-0 pitch. Brott finds the high outside corner for a called strike one. Brott is 23 years old, a native of Henrico, Virginia. 16th round pick by the Cardinals last year out of East Carolina. Here comes the 2-1. Line drive right center field, slicing towards Cho, and he's able to get there in time to make the catch. A good swing from Dickerson, but it's out number 2 on the F7. So 2 down, nobody aboard for Spencer Nivens. For Tyler Brott, he's now gone 5 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings out of the Chiefs' bullpen. Last time he gave up a run was July 20th against Beloit. Right on left, first pitch. Nivens takes high and outside for ball one. Spencer, during the 2nd at-bat of the game yesterday, gave Quad Cities a go-ahead 2-run homer. He replicated that performance in the 5th inning tonight. 1-0. High and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Nothing like a 2-game home run streak. Evans with 7 blasts on the season. His RBI total is up to 28. Brott works out of the windup. His 2-0. Popped him up. This is behind home plate. Bernal sheds the mask, sprints towards the netting, and runs out of room as it crashes up against the seats for strike one. The right-hander, Chase Isbell, is still throwing in Quad City's bullpen. Highly likely we'll get him in the bottom of the 7th. We'll also be sure to get you an update from around the Kansas City Royals farm system and the rest of the Midwest League. The 2-1 pitch. High and outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. A couple of games have already gone final in the MWL tonight, but both of those took place in the Eastern Division, which is in the Eastern Time Zone. 3-1. That's low for ball 4. Spencer Nivens works a 2-out walk. The Bandits have another opportunity to spark a 2-out rally. Perhaps Nivens just did. One game that went final was over in Lansing. The Dayton Dragons picked up their Eastern Division leading 21st win in the 2nd half, beating Lansing 7-2. They scored 5 unanswered to pull away. Carson Rockefort's now the hitter for Quad Cities, and he'll take the first pitch low for ball one. Over in Lake County, the Captains staved off a Skycarp comeback. They beat Beloit 3-1 at Classic Auto Group Park. Captains have now 19 wins in the 2nd half. They won the 1st half in the Eastern Division. 1-0. Inside to Rockefort, 2 balls, no strikes. Carson started the game with back-to-back groundouts to Villarroel at second base, but then picked up the Bandits' third straight hit with two outs in the fifth inning on a double, but was left stranded when the inning closed. Brats 2-0. Smack towards right center field. That's got extra bases written all over it. It one hops the right center field wall. Nivens hustles around third base and will score. The throw goes to third. Rockefeller dives, and he is out on a perfect relay throw from Miguel Villarroel. It's going to be an RBI double for Carson Rockefeller. Brooks Conrad, Quad City skipper, is going to briefly argue with Spencer Kim, and he just got thrown out. That's the third ejection from Spencer Kim in the last two ball games. Carson Rockefeller's going to go back to the dugout. Brooks may have said just a couple of words, and he's thrown out. Another ejection for the Bandits. It's their seventh of the season. We got to send it to break, but we'll be back momentarily with the bottom of the seventh inning. Quad Cities in front, 3-1. 4-1.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Conclusion to the top of the seventh inning. A couple of changes to inform you of. The first, Chase Isbell now pitching for Quad Cities. Alex Iadesernia leads off the bottom of the seventh for Peoria. He'll take high for ball one. Initially, we thought that Brooks Conrad, the River Bandits skipper, was ejected by Spencer Kim. No, it was Carson Rockefeller, the center fielder. Isbell's 1-0 pitch. Fouled over the left side for strike one. Rockefeller tried to stretch a triple after scoring Spencer Nivens with what goes in the books as an RBI double. He was thrown out on a great relay and must have said something to Spencer Kim. 1-1. That's low. Two balls and one strike. Close pitch from Isbell, but no cigar. It was a quick trigger. Whatever Rockefeller said, it got him sent to the showers very quickly. Brooks Conrad, the Bandits manager, then went over and had a lengthy conversation between innings with the field umpire. Isbell's 2-1 pitch. Ground ball to the right side. That's now Chris Brito. He picks it up at first, flips to Isbell covering, And that's out number one. Well, what's the old adage? The baseball always finds the new guy. It's 3-1 to get Aya Desurnia. So here are all the moves for you. The Bandits have, right now, thanks to all the roster moves and the trade deadline, all that stuff, Quad Cities has just two guys on the bench on any given night in this series. One, Kyle Hayes. The other, Chris Brito today. Well, now Chris Brito in the game playing first. John Frank Salazar is now the batter, and he swings through a breaking ball for strike one. He takes over at first base. Shervin Newton goes over to third base. That pushes Nadal into left. Gene Ramirez into center. Here's the 0-1. Fly ball towards right field. Over goes Nivens, but it's in the seats, foul, 0-2. Nivens goes from left to right, and Gene Ramirez goes into center field. Did you follow along there? Chris Brito into the game for Carson Rockover. He's now the new three-hole hitter for the Bandits. He's playing first. Shervin Newton's at third. Nadal's in left. Ramirez is in center. Nivens is in right field. 0-2 pitch. Little blooper towards center field. That's going to be caught, though, by Justin Johnson. Second baseman makes the squeeze, and Salazar's out number two. So a great start to the ball game for Chase Isbell, who is pitching for the first time this week. He is 1-0 with a 4.91 ERA, 17 strikeouts, and just under 15 innings to start his high-A career. He takes over for Ethan Bosacker, Quad City starter. Both starting pitchers with quality starts tonight. Now Miguel Villarroel's the hitter. Right on right, he swings at the first pitch and fouls it into the screen for strike one. Bosacker, six innings of one run ball, seven hits, no walks, two strikeouts. He's in line for his third straight high A win. 0-1. Lifted towards right field. That's going to drop in front of Nivens for a base hit. Miguel Villarroel's now 3-for-3 out of the nine spot. He's accounted for almost half of Peoria's hits tonight. So that continues the inning for Brody Moore. We've seen a lot of two-out base runners tonight. In fact, the majority of Peoria's runners have come with two outs. It's one of the reasons why they have eight hits but just one run. Brody Moore's 1-for-3. Chiefs leadoff man tripled in the third, or in the first rather, is 0-for-2 since, including a double play ball. Right on right, first pitch, finds the low outside corner for strike one. Chase Isbell, former teammates with Brody Moore at Auburn back in 2022. 0-1 pitch, runner takes off from first. Moore sends it high in the air down the right field line, but it will slice foul. Little SEC matchup here, Tiger v. Tiger. And, of course, Isbell and Moore, both teammates with Mason Barnett, a former River Bandit who was in the Lucas Ursang deal that sent him and fellow former River Bandit Will Klein and, at the time, current River Bandit Jared Dickey to Oakland. 0-2 pitch to Moore. Ground ball to the left side. Newton reaches out, makes the play, flips to second base, and ends the inning 5-4. So Chase Isbell wins the battle of former Auburn Tigers. Quad Cities has won the battle through seven innings tonight. We go to the eighth, 4-1 QC on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Time to bring you back for the bottom of the seventh at Dozier Park. Quad Cities leads the Peoria Chiefs 4-1. PC has scored four unanswered since the Chiefs took a brief 1-0 lead in the third. Trevor Werner is 1-for-3 tonight. The Bandits cleanup man has a single. He'll go right on right against Tyler Brock to start the top of the eighth inning. First pitch, swing and a miss on a breaking ball for strike one. Werner, Newton, and Johnson do up. Tyler Brock gave up a run on the Rockford RBI double in the last inning. 0-1. Down the middle for a called strike two. That time a fastball. Rockford was retired trying to stretch it into a triple on a great relay. It was 9-4-5. But Rock does pick up an RBI in his second double of the ball game before being ejected, arguing the call. 0-2 in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Rockford, the second River Bandits player to be ejected this year. He and Dustin Dickerson, the two who have been thrown out. Quad Cities has had seven ejections on the season, including both players and staff. 1-2. It's high. Two balls, two strikes. Tyler Brott, former 16th round pick, looking for his second strikeout of the night. 2-2. Sharply hit through the left side, a base hit. It splits Curiali and Moore perfectly. And Trevor Werner has himself another multi-hit game. He is 2-for-4 tonight. Multi-knock effort number 9 on the season for the former Texas A&M product. And again, Quad Cities with a leadoff base runner. Man on for Shervin Newton, who's now playing third base. Started the game at first. Right on left, the switch hitter swings through a fastball. It was a tardy cut for strike one. Newton is 1-for-3. A single back in the fourth inning. He's reached safely and now four straight games for the Bandits. Brott sets at the belt. He winds the clock down. Now throws an 0-1 heater. And again, Newton comes up empty on the swing. It's nothing and two. The Bandits are out hitting Peoria 9-8. Neither team is committed an error. We've not seen an error since Wednesday. It's been a well-played defensive series for the most part. 0-2. Towering drive to right field. Look out, Adam Street. Another one way gone. Shervin Newton with his second home run back in a River Bandits uniform. It's Quad City's second of the night. And the Bandits have now jumped in front 6-1. Oh my goodness. The home runs Quad Cities have hit this week have all been crushed. No wall scrapers, no wind-aided swings. We are talking massive dingers. And for Shervin, that's got to be another 400-plus foot smash. Now it brings up Justin Johnson, and he chases down and away for strike one. Home run hitting has not been a strength for Quad Cities this year. They are bottom fourth in the league. 0-1. Skips in the dirt. One ball, one strike. And it's entered the game with 67 homers this year. They now have 69, which ties Peoria for the eighth most in the league. Here's the 1-1. High for ball two. Going from Newton to Johnson, the threat of an extra base hit doesn't go down hardly at all. JJ 1-for-2 today with a single and a walk. The pitch called strike in the low outside corner. A good slider, and it's two balls, two strikes. That home run allowed by Brott, his first of the season. His first since he made his professional debut with Palm Beach last year. His 2-2 offering. Johnson with a late swing, fouls it off the hands down the first base side. But I don't know what has gotten into Quad Cities in the strength department. I'm not complaining, though. It has been a joy to watch. Brat will try again, 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Great slider in the dirt. Brat pulls the string for strike three. Out number one in the eighth. JJ's retired. And Brat picks up his second K of the night. So one down. That'll bring up Omar Hernandez, the QC catcher. He's 1-for-3 with a single. Scored a run in the fifth inning, which tied the game at 1 at the time. First pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner. It's 0-1. Bandits hit 3 homers yesterday. They've got 2 tonight. If my memory serves me correctly, it's the first time this season the Bandits have hit 5 homers in a 2-game span. The pitch. Low on the breaking ball. 1-1. Here comes the third pitch. Fouled off the hands, almost literally, over by the first base dugout. A high inside offering from Brat. Hernandez brought the hands forward ever so slightly. The ball caught the very bottom of the barrel, so to speak. Now the 1-2. Skied in the air towards right field. Racing into the bullpen is Cho. He loses his cap, and it's out of his reach and out of play onto the berm. Want to continue the look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Seventh inning was a chaotic one, so we didn't have a chance to finish things off. No other games have gone final, though. Another 1-2 to Hernandez. Ground ball towards second. Easy play for Villarroel. He'll throw out Hernandez at first for the second out. There was a game postponed tonight. West Michigan and Fort Wayne were rained out at Parkview Field. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow along with Wisconsin and South Bend, who had their game yesterday postponed. But they're playing just one contest tonight. They're in the bottom of the eighth at Fox City Stadium, and the Rattlers lead South Bend 4-2. Now Gene Ramirez is the batter. He'll take strike one at the knees. Over in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels were nearly no-hit the other day. They trailed Great Lakes 5-2 in the bottom of the ninth. They had the tying run at the plate with 2 outs. 0-1. Popped up on the third base side. That's pushing towards the dugout, and it will get on top of the dugout, bouncing up towards the box seats. And then over in the Kansas City Royals farm system, it's just us and AA Northwest Arkansas still playing. AAA Omaha got an extra inning, 1-0 win over Rochester in 10 innings tonight. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Way high, ball one. Columbia was in a back-and-forth start to the game with Fayetteville. Fireflies, though, wound up losing as the Woodpeckers walked it off 8-7 in the bottom of the ninth. 1-2. Buried in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nice little battle here between Brat and Ramirez. In AA, 8 of the game's 12 runs were scored in the first inning. Wichita, though, leads the Naturals 8-4 in the bottom of the sixth. 2-2 to Gene. Low and in. He gets the back leg out of the way, and the count runs full. Ramirez has not reached base today. He's 0-for-3 with a strikeout his last time up. Final K of the ball game for Hansel Rincon, who had 7 in a quality start for the Chiefs. Bandits are up 6-1 in the top of the eighth. Shervin Newton hit a 2-run blast a few batters ago to extend the advantage. 3-2 pitch to Ramirez. Down and away for ball four. Brat thought he had a strikeout walking towards the first base dugout, but instead he'll have to face Davies Nadal after the 2-out walk. There have been very few walks in this game. The Bandits pitching staff, which has included Ethan Bosacker and Chase Isbell in the game tonight, has not walked anybody. That walk from Brat, his second of the game, Peoria's third. Right on left, the pitch to Davies is popped up in the air towards shallow left field. In comes Ayad Acerna. The shortstop, Moore, though, calls him off and nearly missed it. He bobbles the ball down to his ankles but holds on for the catch. And that'll do it for the Bandits in the eighth. Two more runs, though, on the board, courtesy of Shervin Newton. His two-run blast makes it 6-1. Good guys on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Isbell is back to the bottom of the eighth, now pitching with a 6-1 Quad Cities advantage. First toss goes to Chase Davis, and it's low and away for a ball. 2, 3, and 4 due up for Peoria. A two-run homer from Shervin Newton is what extended Quad Cities' lead up to a nickel. Isbell's 1-0. Low and inside on the curveball, 2-0. Chase worked around a Villaruel single to pitch a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. He'll have to face the 2, 3, and 4 hitters here in the eighth. 2-0. Fouled into the screen for strike one. Bandits have 6 runs on 10 hits tonight. A day after they scored 15 runs on 16 hits. Do the math, that's 21 runs, 26 hits in 17 innings of offense. That'll work. 2-1 on the way. Called strike on the outer half. Isbell evens the count at 2-2. Chase has been an incredibly tough out. That goes for this whole week. Tonight he's 2-for-3 with an RBI single. Isbell's 2-2. Popped out of play over the third base dugout. It's going to land right on the top of the fencing, covering up the third base suites. Tomorrow, the Bandits will play game 5 of this series. It'll be another 7:05 first pitch. Another 2-2. Just down and inside. A great breaking ball in a very good spot, but Davis lays off, and the count goes full. Frank Mazzucato will get the ball tomorrow. The Royals' top left-handed pitching prospect will be opposed by another lefty in Pete Hansen. 3-2. See you later. Curveball in the low outside corner. Davis is down looking for Isbell's first strikeout of the game. One down in the home half of the eighth inning. With Mazzucato and Hansen, you get two guys who have been two of the better pitchers in the league this year. Mazzy's 5-8 with a 3.26 ERA. Hansen 4-6 with a 3.84. Right on right, Carlos Linares is going to hit for Leonardo Bernal. First pitch is a called strike one. Linares was in the game yesterday, but as a pitcher. That's right. One of the Chiefs' three catchers pitched the ninth inning yesterday. A one. Fly ball towards left field. Nadal started out. Now he comes in and makes a running catch for the second out. Linares was technically the fifth pitcher used by Patrick Anderson yesterday, and after his team was down 10 runs, 15 to 4 going into the top of the ninth, he figured, I'm not going to burn another bullpen arm, and he just threw the catcher out there, who successfully threw a scoreless inning. But he's 0 for 1 today with a pinch-hit opportunity. Now Trey Page bats. He takes low and outside for ball one. This is an easy change for Patrick Anderson. Linares, a catcher just like Bernal, so he'll slide in defensively in the next inning. Isbell's 1-0. Tapper up the first baseline, charging is Brito. He's got it. He'll step on the bag and end the inning. Chase Isbell has worked two scoreless innings out of the River Bandits bullpen. Once again, the relievers doing their part. We go to the top of the ninth at Dozer Park. The Bandits lead 6-1.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Not even 24 hours after his first appearance as a Midwest League pitcher, Carlos Linares is going to stay in the game defensively for the Chiefs. He's catching in place of Leonardo Bernal. The pitcher for the Chiefs remains Tyler Brott. He's worked two innings out of Peoria's bullpen and allowed three runs on three hits, two walks, and two strikeouts, working in relief of the starter Hansel Rincon, who also gave up three runs, but over six innings. The Bandits' leadoff man, Dustin Dickerson, steps to the plate for the fifth time. First pitch is down and away for ball one, and the top of the ninth inning is underway. Dickerson, Nivens, and Brito do up. Here comes the 1-0. High for ball two. Bandits' offense has just been phenomenal lately. They've scored six unanswered runs tonight to lead by five, trying to win their third straight ball game. 2-0. Dickerson takes high and tight. It's 3-0. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI single back in the fifth. That tied the game up at the time at one. Feels like a long time ago. Brock comes home again and missed outside. So a leadoff walk for the River Bandits in case they needed more base runners as of late. And it puts men on for Spencer Nivens, who, if I'm Peoria, is the last guy you want to see with men on. Brott is normally a guy that only works an inning, maybe two out of the bullpen, but this evening he'll try to go three frames for the first time this season. First time in 28 appearances. First pitch to Nivens is fouled over the left side for strike one. Peoria had to use three bullpen arms yesterday, plus their backup catcher, Carlos Linares. I don't think PA wants to use anyone else. 0-1. Called strike on the low inside corner. Nothing in two. Nivens, 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer in the fifth to give Quad Cities its 3-1 lead. He then walked and scored a run on the Rockefeller double in the seventh. Brott has him in an 0-2 hole. The right-hander looks over to first, now fires, and it's down and outside for ball one. Activity in Quad City's bullpen after two scoreless innings from Chase Isbell. Hard-throwing right-hander Natanyo Garbitos is playing catch with Kyle Hayes. 1-2. Down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nivens slides out of the way. Kind of shuffles the feet. Dickerson's being held at first by Salazar. Unlikely to be going in a 5-run game. 2-2 pitch. Down and inside. It's another 3-ball count for Brott. Full count situation for Nivens. Maybe now Brooks Conrad considers putting Dickerson in motion. Brott sets. Payoff pitch is on its way. And Nivens turns on it. This is deep towards the right field corner and foul. Oh my goodness, Spencer Nivens, he almost did it again. Just pulled it to the right of the pole and almost had his third home run in the last 2 ball games. Pitching him inside just does not feel like the best way to attack him right now. See what Brock goes to here. Another 3-2, and it's a fastball fouled up and out of play over the screen. At this point, it almost feels like there's going to be an extra base hit when Niven steps up. Just kind of get that feeling when you know a guy is seeing it like it's a beach ball right now. Another 3-2 pitch from Tyler Brott. Soft line drive towards right field. It's going to be caught by Cho. And back to first base goes Dickerson. One away. Good battle from Spencer Nivens. But after 8 pitches, Brott gets him. His pitch count is up over 50, which is far and away the most pitches Tyler's thrown in a game this year. Now right on right against Chris Brito, who bats for the first time. The pitch. Down and away for ball one. Remember, he came in after Carson Rockefeller was ejected back in the 7th inning. He moved over to first base, and then the rest of the Bandits field, almost everybody, shuffled around to accommodate him. The 1-0. Down the middle for strike one. Chris did not play yesterday. Last we saw him, it was Wednesday. Put together his first multi-hit performance as a Bandit, going 2-for-4 with a couple of singles. 1-1 to the former Rutgers star. Called strike in the low inside corner. It's 1-2. Have to imagine that there are going to be some roster moves to the Bandits next week. As of right now, Kyle Hayes, who's currently in the bullpen catching Natanyo Garbitos, is the last man on the bench. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes goes Brito. Brock got him with a slider. Third K for the Chiefs right-hander. Second out in the top of the ninth. And out comes Trevor Werner. Now, the Bandits have plenty of roster space. They have just 26 active players. You can have 30. A couple of guys are on IL and Squires and Panzini, they likely will not be coming back anytime soon. First pitch. Werner fouls it over the screen for strike one. With the draft having just happened the other week, I'd say it's quite likely that the Bandits will see guys like they got last year in Justin Johnson and Dustin Dickerson, who had just finished up their college seasons and are looking for a spot in pro ball. 0-1. Called strike on the low outside corner. 0-2. Of course, plenty of names down in single-A Columbia that can also make their way up to the Midwest League. 6-1 the lead for Quad Cities in the top of the ninth. They've got a man at first with 2 outs, an 0-2 count on Werner. who is 2-for-4 with a pair of singles and a run scored tonight. Brott fires, and it's a swing and a miss on the elevated heat for strike three. So Tyler Brott goes a season-high 3 innings out of the bullpen tonight. He picks up 4 strikeouts, but he also gives up 3 runs. We go to the bottom of the ninth at Dozier Park. Bandits 3 outs away from a 3rd straight victory over their interdivision rivals.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Last call for Peoria in the bottom of the ninth. Quad Cities leads the Chiefs 6-1 and is 3 outs away from a 3rd straight win over the Cardinals affiliate. It'll be their 14th in 22 games this year. Nathaniel Garbitos in. He pitches to Juan Bincho and pumps across a fastball for strike one. Cho Curiali and Aya Discernia are due up against the right-hander. Garbitos makes his 26th appearance of the year tonight. 0-1, bouncer to the right side. Justin Johnson has it in shallow right field. He spins and throws to first, getting Cho for out number one. Well, Garbitos takes over for Chase Isbell, who just like the starter Ethan Bosacker tonight was terrific. Izzy goes 2 scoreless innings, gives up 1 hit, no walks with 1 strikeout. He threw 17 of 23 pitches for a strike. So one out, nobody aboard for Michael Curiali. Right on right, got to beat those fires, and it's high and in for ball one. Nathaniel is 2-1 with a 3.77 ERA this year. Had a bit of an up and down July, but he's been very good for Quad Cities in his first year in the Royal system. 1-0, down and outside for ball two. He has 22 strikeouts to 20 walks this year. 13 earned runs allowed in 31 innings. 23-year-old hails from Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. The pitch. High for ball three. Curiali is trying to snap in 0-for-3 here in the ninth. He's put 3 balls in play but has nothing to show for it. Garbitos sets on the first base side of the rubber. The pitch. Finds the outer half. The fastball is strike one. He'll ramp up his heater high 90s and even touch triple digits. Last time we saw him against Cedar Rapids on July 28th, he hit 101. The pitch. Ground ball to the left side. The shortstop Dickerson has it. He sets his feet, throws to first, and Brito with a good stretch retires Curiali for the second out. He had an at bat. I don't remember who it was against, but on the 28th, hit a 3-pitch at-bat for a strikeout. He threw 101, 101, 100. It's pretty fast. You can see why the Royals were excited to add Garbitos in the trade last year. Here's Alexei Desernia. First pitch is low and in for ball one. Actually, the trade was this year, just before the season. Garbitos acquired from Seattle on March 15th. 1-0. A bit high. Two balls, no strikes. This is not a save situation from Garbitos, but pretty often he's come in to close out these sort of intermediate lead games. Not quite a save, not quite a blowout. 2-0. Low and inside, three balls, no strikes. Garbitos has not been getting ahead of batters tonight, but he's got two outs of the two batters he's faced. Nathaniel's made 25 appearances this year, and 13 of them closed games. 3-0. Changeup on the outer half for a called strike. Again, number 17 starts to battle back. Aya Desernia, 0-for-3. Quiet night in the seventh spot for the Staten Island native. 3-1. Another ground ball. That's to JJ. Second baseman flips to first, and that's your ball game. A 1-2-3 ninth inning for Nathaniel Garbitos and for Quad Cities. Three straight wins against the Peoria Chiefs. The final score at Dozer Park, Quad Cities 6, Peoria 1. Quad Cities will go for a series win tomorrow night. Same time, same place in downtown Peoria. Stick around for your River Bandits post-game show. We'll give you all the final numbers from this one and also take a trip around both the Midwest League scoreboard and the Kansas City Royals farm system. The Bandits beat the Chiefs 6-1 on a Friday night in Illinois.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The final time tonight, we welcome you back to Dozer Park in Peoria. It's time for your River Bandits post-game show. Quad Cities winners for the third straight night. They have guaranteed themselves a split of this week-long series by defeating Peoria 6-1. Here's what the final line score looks like this evening for Quad Cities. They score 6 runs on 10 hits with no errors. They go 2-for-5 with men in scoring position and strand 7 on the base paths. For Peoria, 1 run on 8 hits, 1-for-8 with men in scoring position. They strand 6. The winning pitcher winning his third straight start for the River Bandits, Ethan Bosacker. He improves to 3-1 in high A this year, giving up just 1 run in 6 innings. On 7 hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts, Bosacker gets his first career high A quality start and his fourth of the season, including his time with single A Columbia to start the year. The losing pitcher is Peoria's starter Hansel Rincon, who also put together a quality start tonight. His just not quite as shiny as Bo Sacker's. Tonight, he goes six innings, gives up three runs on seven hits with one walk and seven strikeouts. He falls to 7-6 record-wise. No saves for Quad Cities. However, a hold credited to Chase Isbell. He gets his second of the year, throwing two scoreless innings out of the bullpen and straining one hit with the help of one strikeout. A quick ball game tonight, 2 hours and 18 minutes with 2,528 through the gates here at Dozier Park. Offensively, the Bandits once again turned to the long ball. Spencer Nivens got it started, broke a 1-1 tie in the top of the fifth with a two-run go-ahead homer, his second in as many nights. And for the former Missouri State Bear, his seventh home run this season. Quad Cities then struck again with the long ball in the eighth. That time, a two-run homer from Shervin Newton, who in just nine games back in a River Bandits uniform already has two home runs, including a grand slam a few weeks ago. Offensively, also help from just your own classic RBI hit. Dustin Dickerson initially tying the game with an RBI single in the fifth inning. Bandits also got an RBI double off the bat of Carson Rockefort, who had two doubles in a 2-for-4 ball game. Let's give you one more look at the Midwest League scoreboard, where everybody is wrapped up tonight. As we mentioned earlier, West Michigan and Fort Wayne were postponed due to rain. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow at Parkview Field. Lake County got a win at home against Beloit. The final score in Eastlake, Ohio, Captains 3, Sky Carp 1. In Lansing, the Dayton Dragons take down the Lansing Lugnuts 7-2. In Cedar Rapids, Great Lakes beats the Colonels 5-2. That's terrific news for Quad Cities, because now the Bandits are just one game back of Cedar Rapids for the final available playoff spot in the Western Division. Obviously, still some games to go, but they are right in the thick of the playoff competition. Wisconsin already punched its ticket to the playoffs, winning the first half in the Western Division, but they get another victory over South Bend tonight. Final score 4-2 at Fox Cities Stadium. Wisconsin now 21-11 in the second half. That's the same record as the division-leading Dayton Dragons over on the eastern side of the MWL. Baseball is still being played in the Kansas City Royals farm system, but AA Northwest Arkansas trails Wichita 8-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. As we mentioned earlier, the Omaha Storm Chasers were scoreless through nine innings in Rochester. Omaha, though, gets a 10-inning victory, coming out on top 1-0. At the single-A level, the Columbia Fireflies scored in each of their first four innings tonight, but they were tied with Fayetteville going into the bottom of the ninth. Woodpeckers walk it off 8-7. Coming up tomorrow, it's game five of this six-game series. Two top 30 prospects in the Royals and Cardinals organization will go toe-to-toe. Lefties Frank Mazzucato and Pete Hansen will get the ball for a 7-0-5 start. Mazzucato is 5-8 with a 3.26 ERA and is the Royals' top left-handed pitching prospect per MLB Pipeline. Pete Hansen, a lefty himself, 4-6 with a 3.84. Quad Cities has seen him a couple of times this year, but he's been new and improved during this last month or so. Again, 7:05, the first pitch time tomorrow night. We will have your River Bandits pregame show underway at 6:55. With the win, the Bandits improve to .500 in the second half. They are 17-17 and now 47-52 overall, while improving to 25-27 on the road. For the Peoria Chiefs, they have dropped three straight ball games to Quad Cities. They fall to 16-18 in the second half, 42-57 overall, and 18-28 here at home. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. Sounds like the post-game fireworks show is about to get started, so we'll get you off before that chaos starts. Back with you tomorrow, another 7:05 first pitch here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Bandits have crept back up to 500 in the second half. They have won 10 of their last 16 ball games. 6-1 the final tonight. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Until then, so long and good night from Dozer Park.